Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Origin.
The character is named Adiamus. Adiamus, okay? And he appears basically as a penguin with a human face.
Okay.
Okay? What he actually is, and he knows, so you can use, you know, like, this is, what do you call it, like, what do they call that when an actor is getting into the role? I want to say flavor text, but that's not right either. But anyway, just method acting, right? So what he actually is an imp.
Okay.
You know what an imp is.
Yeah.
Okay, so he is an imp that works for Morpheus.
Okay.
Morpheus has a dozen such imps that work for him. And they are all technically his familiar. And he has some other familiars as well, because he has a variant of the fine familiar spell that allows him to have multiple familiars. Okay. The imps, as you kind of may understand the background of imps in general, they overtly work for the person they work for, but they always kind of work to see their demise as well, because their whole point is to kind of like take their soul in the long run, or
or take their place. You know, they move up by subverting.
Anyway, so they're, so he wants, he is here in a sense to, he's working a long-term plot to bring Morpheus down. Okay. And he is going to visit Dorkian.
Okay.
Okay. And so, in visiting Dorkian, he's going to do two things. So the first thing he's going to do is allegedly, ask Dorkian to petition the, Mages Guild in Greyhawk to be a member. And then he's going to say, Morpheus is willing to ally himself with you, assist you, whatever, but first you have to come into the guild of your own accord. So it can't, no one can know that I came here and enlisted you to join. Mm-hmm. Now the truth is, Morpheus doesn't know that he's doing that. Okay? Okay. But their plan is to bring Morpheus into conflict with another powerful elemental mage who is in the guild already, and they have a tenuous relationship. And so they're hoping to bring Morpheus into conflict with that individual. And so what they're going to do is get Dorkian to join the guild, which will make that other individual think that he, that Morpheus is working a long-term scheme to essentially replace him. And then they're going to let it slip that through connections, back channel 17 steps, whatever, very convoluted, that Morpheus solicited his joining, which makes that long, that person think that long term that they're trying to, that he, that Morpheus is trying to replace him. Okay. So Adiapus, there is a younger woman who is an elemental mage, and she left the guild. She left the Mages Guild, and no one knows what happened to her for sure. She may have, you know, fled to the elemental planes and has left Earth and never coming back or whatever. But to further motivate Dorkian, he can lie to Dorkian and say that this young elemental mage and beautiful female, charming, and it kind of plays in, Adiapus doesn't know this, but it kind of plays into a prophecy that Dorkian has. Okay. But anyway, he says that somebody in the guild had her killed. So Adiapus can say somebody in the guild had her killed, and that's why Morpheus wants Dorkian to join, and they can ally and eventually find out, work together to find out who it was that killed her. Okay. And anyway, so I will, when we get back, I'll text you her name. I believe that she was a, anyway, so Adiapus would know her name, her specialty. He doesn't know for sure what happened to her, but he can say that he believes that Morpheus believes that she was killed. Okay? But what really, what Morpheus wants, what Adiapus is alleging that Morpheus wants to have happen is once he joins, that Morpheus can enlist him to, enlist Dorkian to find out what happened to her. Okay. Now, again, Morpheus doesn't know about any of that. Probably she's not even on his radar that she disappeared.
Yeah.
Left the guild, whatever. But there, that there, the, this is all the imps working their scheme, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not going to expose that you're an imp. you don't necessarily have to expose. In fact, I would not expose that he's a familiar for Morpheus. Mm-hmm. If he needs to represent himself and give himself kind of like a boost, he can say that he's a member of the Mages Guild. He does have the ability to turn invisible, teleport at will, fly. He can do phantasmal force, but it's only a 5-foot radius.
He's like a penguin with a human
head? He looks like a penguin with a human head, yep.
It's really weird.
Yep. That's how he portrays himself. Mm-hmm. But he's actually a nymph, so he looks like a demon with, you know, kind of spidery arms.
He's a skinny demon kind of
thing. Yeah, but he doesn't come across that way. And he's essentially been, he's permanently in the form that he's currently in. So, like, if somebody looks at him with true seeing or something like that, they would not see his imp form.
Oh, it's like a permanent polymorph.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yep. I mean, and there are things like, I mean, people have a natural mistrust of something that looks like a demon.
Yeah.
Whereas a penguin, maybe not so much.
You know. He's lovely and adorable.
Yep. Well, and he has a human face, so it's a little bit kind of
penguin.
Yeah, he's a penguin, yeah. Okay. Right. So we'll go back there. That's one of the first things we'll tackle. We'll be at the point where he's awake and he's memorizing. Okay. And Oedipus come there. Second part of the scheme. Okay. So Oedipus has a treasure that he wants to plant in. It is a chess piece. Okay. It looks like a bishop. And it can automatically change to look like any other chess piece. And so his current plan was to give, if one does not already exist in Dorkian's room, which it may or may not, then to give Dorkian a chess set and to have replaced one of the bishops with that chess set. Hmm. You can't just give him the bishop because then he'll go, oh, what is this? And he'll start to fuss
over it. Is it magical? Or?
It is magical, yes. In fact, it will, over time, not immediately, but over time, it will bestow him with a curse. Hmm. Okay? And so this is Oedipus and the imp's backup plan.
Yeah.
And the backup plan is they give him this item, and over time he'll be cursed in a certain way. And it'll be a curse that could have minor benefits, but it'll be more detrimental than anything. It's kind of random in the way that it will. And then this is their backup plan, because if it eventually comes out that Morpheus, like if they start to partner together, and this the part of the scheme where they're like Morpheus coming into conflict with that other element isn't working, then at some point in time they can pit Dorkian against Morpheus by dropping the fact that Morpheus is the one who had them put the cursed item in his room. So the idea is he gets cursed by the item. Then later, if the other part of the scheme falls apart, then they go and maybe he starts to ally with Morpheus, and it does work out the way. And they could, because you could see Morpheus doing that. Dorkian's a useful character. You can see him allying with him just enough to get him, stringing him along or whatever. And then that would allow the imps to go, again, through back channels, not directly, but for him to figure out that Morpheus had him cursed. Morpheus is the one that had him cursed. And then that would bring Dorkian into conflict with Morpheus, which is not as good as the other guy, because the other guy's more powerful. Yeah. But it's still a backup plan. So and they're chaotic. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun for them to just see Dorkian cursed as well.
Yeah.
So, and it isn't the kind of curse that will stop him from joining the guild. It's not going to stop him from basically what it is it's a curse that causes a miscellaneous magical effect, ranging in power and random in nature when the person in question arrives in a teleport.
Teleport, it's like a one-to-one.
Or if they teleport somebody else, then when that person arrives, the same effect happens. So, for example, if he teleports from place to place, the place that he arrives at, an effect will take place.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And the effect's random. Some of them are pretty bad. Some of them are kind of like, well, that's kind of neat, you know, but nothing really good ever comes out of it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, after a while, you go, I've got to get rid of this. So you think of it as a curse. And then down the road, all they have to do is leak the fact that it was Morpheus who had him cursed. And and then that puts him up against Morpheus. But right now they anticipate the main scheme they're working is bringing him into conflict with that with Morpheus into contact with a conflict with that other elemental mage, who's very powerful and a member of the guild already. Okay. All right. So you're Oedipus. Your goal is to, which I'll subtly ask earlier on. In fact, actually, so Oedipus can play it off as he likes to play chess.
Yeah.
And he if he arrives, and he probably will. In fact, I'll just say that he does. He can arrive before Dorkian is done memorizing, and then he can just sit in the room and play chess. And he can actually, he'll like on one side of the board playing chess, and then move to the other side of the board and play chess. And he can teleport at will, so he can actually teleport from side to side, looking at it, playing chess, and then teleport to the other side. Yep. So he can be doing that. And Dorkian will be studying and look up and see him there
playing chess himself.
Playing stuff by himself, yeah. And he's already replaced the chess set piece at that point. And then the only problem is if Dorkian would insist that he not leave or whatever, which he can always come back and just stash it in a room. It has to be stashed in his room because the effect is cumulative, so it's not obvious up front. So it has to stay in his room, and if he stays in that room, then it will affect him. So even after a while... like if he doesn't which stay
he
might, in the room,
he probably would like investigate the chess set if it's a new chess set.
Yeah,
he'd probably investigate it, see magic, and keep it with him.
Well, I mean,
if he thinks it's if he has any suspicion of it,
yeah, the piece will not detect as magic.
Oh,
because it's not magic; it's a curse, so it's not going to show up as a normal magic spell. But the chess set could look very finely crafted and could be magical in nature, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is a thing. So actually, Oedipus can also do Nistul's magic aura at will. Mm-hmm. So you could do that if you wanted to make it look like the whole chess is magical.
Yeah. He probably would.
Okay. So that way he'll want to keep it. And you can just tell him.
Every mage wants a magical chess set.
If there's some kind of quizzical thing, like if he's questionable about it, like say you're getting ready to leave, and everything seems to be in place and it's fine, and you're just going to teleport away, and you can just leave the chess set, then that's fine. You know, just don't even address it.
That's my plan.
But if he says, "Oh, take your chess set with you or whatever," then you just say, "Well, you know, I really can't easily do that, so just consider it a gift from Morpheus, but just don't tell anybody."
Yeah.
Right. And then just leave. Right. So something like
that. Or down payment, or
yeah,
consider it a down payment.
Well, but there's no pay. Yeah. So, okay, so you got the gist.
Or, like your hickory finger.
Is that your?
That's not mine.
Oh, Jason's, okay. Ah.
My phone's purple.
Okay.
Wouldn't let him shove you, I'm not going to let you shove him.
You should try to shove me.
This is Low Moon Origins, October 19th. The one session this month, as the scene opens, Dorkian has awakened after a good night's sleep and has begun to memorize. What was your plan for memorization? Are you just memorizing all of that massive list of spells or replacing them all, basically? So you had like 15, 20 hours or something
to do? Yeah, top down.
Okay.
Generally starts bigger. But yeah,
she should let you use the book if there's anything in there that you want to
read. Okay, so let me actually count up these hours here. That's 1.5.
Where's one
set? Either next to Dan or over at the end of the game.
4.5. 6.
Left your chair over there. Either there or there.
7.25.
Wherever you want to be.
We got James.
Oh, I thought Dan was sitting at the head of the table.
No, Dan's sitting there. So you're either next to Arden or next to Dan on the end.
I can sit next to on the end of the table if someone would prefer, but I think I can take less space.
We got James coming in too, so yeah. That was my concern about that chair.
Well, I could move there. We could swap that these two chairs.
Yeah, because you don't really get up.
Okay, I can do that. As I said, we had the I knew we had the space. I just wasn't sure it was in the right place.
I didn't think that's probably comfortable for James around.
And Dan doesn't really get up.
Is this your water, Dan?
No, it's Jason's. You can probably set it in the kitchen.
I am.
We'll still be ready in about an hour.
Okay, anyway, so you have you said top-down plan to try to memorize, right?
12.25 hours.
So that is the entire day for sure.
You can use my books if you want, if there's anything in there you want to learn.
There's probably not too much. Chain lightning.
Yes, sir.
I take that back.
I also have contingency.
goodness.
Oh, yes, mama.
Where have you been all my life?
In the novel.
Pretty much. Right?
Well, at least your life this side of the tree.
Pretty much.
We should have a raspberry tea in the fridge.
You got nothing level 7, huh?
Oh, maybe in the other book.
Not even like one wish.
I can't cast it.
Oh.
I don't. I'm a priest.
I've got more than kingdoms maybe.
Well, if I get about 100,000 experience or so, maybe.
Booking the drafty mansion.
That's when I would get a 7th level spell. But even then...
This is the first time I've ever seen Lorelai's last name.
Dorkine's H.
Yeah.
Wonderland.
Did not know that.
Yeah, no.
Which is crazy, because I...
It never gets brought up.
Yeah, I, like, was told bedtime stories about your character and never learned your last name. And, like, it's kind of funny to me.
Yeah. I thought it was just one of those situations where she didn't have a last name.
Lorelai.
No, she has a last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Spud.
I know that now.
There's reason to shun the name.
Like Spud Arden. This is first name to last
true.
Name.
True, there was definitely Lucas a rift in her family.
I mean, just a spell. Nothing
there.
He tried killing me, bro.
Yeah, little.
Ryan has the last name.
Little, I'm sorry. Little,
it's like
know,
I'm only going to be able to get a handshake one of these kind of six levels.
Get over it, right?
Oh, you do have massive
visibility,
though.
I do. Okay, so be aware that to learn a new spell does take an hour. So if you're adding an hour, if you're memorizing something you have not learned previously, you will need to spend an hour.
I think I get that as a priest. Yeah, I do. Dad, are you
you can summon geese.
First?
Am I doing what?
Starting with my group first.
Burying geese. Just summons like enough geese to make it worth being a, what, 6 level slot?
7th, I think.
I gotta take chain lightning.
10,000 geese.
It's so tempting.
That's probably the only one I'm gonna do.
Gosh.
For now.
10,000 geese.
Until we have more time.
Yeah. Or 1,000.
I figured I'd give an announcement since we're potentially going into a fight.
Yeah.
I cast geese.
I'm always potentially going into a fight, but I take it mean.
Back sore.
Josh,
you want my
I cast geese
thing?
And I make 1,000 geese per level.
Be alright. Thank you.
I have a back-sized ice pack.
Does it always take an hour, no matter the level?
I have an ice pack.
You do.
So no,
can't roll a spellcraft.
If it's for an ice pack.
No.
I got him a new fancy.
It's pretty generous, actually.
bigger.
When you're talking six levels, when you're talking six level spells, it's pretty generous.
That you plug in. Because the other one that we
have. The other one I want to learn is second level because I don't have invisibility. I have invisibility 10-foot radius, but I don't have invisibility.
That's fine.
My guess is a lot of that pain is swelling.
What's the level the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference, just level?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
well,
invisibility 10-foot radius is third level, which is the same level that force ball is.
Yeah.
And so if I want to carry invisibility, I have to give up force balls.
Or you just transfer to it.
Right. Well, and I can do that, but sometimes
but then he has to move away from people.
He doesn't move away from people. What are you talking about?
He should move away from people.
Some people, you know, when magic starts flying, people get weird.
I don't want any
and
funny
so,
business down at the other table. No fighting.
No
cheating.
No. That.
You
none
can,
of that.
You can do whatever you want. You can take any spells from me.
I think I would suffer the worst there.
Yeah, that one right there.
You want to look at mine?
Not right now.
Okay.
That
I'm going to concentrate
you.
On bringing him back to life, so.
If you douse the Game Master in soda.
Easy come, easy go.
I can handle that for you real quick.
Well, no, not so easy come.
I was going to bring him back as himself.
Yeah, it'll be himself, just with a new flesh suit.
Maybe. You don't always suits. Get lucky
it's,
to get yourself back in there.
It's wizard.
It's way too chaotic.
I'm a fox. Sorry. I have a character who's a fox. It doesn't always work out the week.
Right. For druids. Or if you just get really
and plus, we don't know if Ryan wants that.
It was a wizard.
Yeah. You
Ryan,
right.
Not Ryan. We incarnate
okay,
us.
Do I roll
wizard
for
is just humanoid. Race.
Yes.
It was the wizard.
There's no animal.
33.
At the time.
Which is
yep. It was awesome.
But either way, it doesn't
nothing
mean
special.
That you're getting yourself back.
These are.
It could be somebody else. Somebody completely different.
Okay, so go like the first couple hours.
How
cool of a variant would that be? Mages reincarnate.
I could bring you back the way that you are.
You can pick what you what the form will be.
It doesn't matter to me.
Well, it should better be. You have to play
any animal.
I think we may have actually already had variants that could control the outcome, but it may not have been picked. How many is a couple hours?
Like. Restrictions.
Right, but if Ryan's
so he might actually you might make an exception to memorize the extra force ball first.
Why do you think? Yeah, he's an arcane monk and not a healing monk.
That's because he's built to be an arcane monk now.
His channels are different.
He's still a monk.
You said 3 hours.
There's no arcane ninja. That'd be crazy.
It might go longer. It depends on what your initial reaction to what happens is.
I'm telling you.
Okay, that's 3 hours.
Considerable risk.
Okay. So what was the last spell you were memorizing in the 3 hours?
Stone skin.
At half of my
health. So you are
took up my wings of flight.
You're memorizing away.
Chased down a Dracolich.
Embedding the patterns in your brain.
And took it down.
Is it feel reasonably well rested?
Very likely I was gonna die there.
It's breezy in the room.
I'm not averse to this.
There is a window. You can see outside that the village is being built.
I thought I was. Are you in a tent?
Yes, we're in a tent.
We're in a tent.
There's no window. I take it back. I can see out the window. In your mind, there's a window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of airflow, though.
Some airflow. You hear the flapping noises of the tent, that kind of thing.
Cool. There's airflow.
Anyway,
whether it's natural or not.
Flying with cure on the ground.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
Enjoy. Wow, that was one heck of a hurricane. Oh, sorry.
They've been flying for 10 days.
Yeah, I know.
They went to Florida. Anyway, so you look up from your book as you finish that spell, shift in your way, take a drink from your water, whatever, and you look across in the tent, which is it's
there's a video
lit,
somewhere.
Right? Because you have to have light memorize, that kind of thing.
That means a Molly's
Florida. And you see there's a small table which was there, and your cloak was previously laying across it. And now the cloak is laying next to it. And on the table, there is a chess set. And on one side of the table is a small stool, and the other side of the table is a small stool, which neither of the stools were there that you recall. They might have been somewhere in the tent, but they weren't at the table. But they're just about the right height for the table. And on one side, on the second stool facing the chessboard, leaning is an oversized penguin. It's probably about 2.5 foot tall. You would kind of guess emperor penguin, though you're not super familiar. But looking at the head of it, instead of being like the head of a penguin looks kind of like the head of a man, at least on the front side. He's looking down the chessboard, and then you see that he reaches out and he has little like penguins have little wings, and it has a little grabber thing. He picks up the piece and it moves piece on the chessboard, flipper kind of thing, moves it, and then he goes like this, and then you see disappears, and he appears on the stool on the other side, and he's looking at it like he's seeing the board for the first time.
Okay.
I forgot the name.
Adiabus.
Hey, bud.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. Okay.
Structures will shape my upper.
And so he does not appear to be interfering with your memorization. It does not appear to be interfering with your memorization.
Dorking will scan the room. Is Lorelai here?
No, she's in a different room. The tent is segmented. Okay.
Weird stuff didn't happen till you came in my tent. So.
Right, well, that was the question, I guess. He doesn't know that for sure.
Just keeping it 100.
Making yourself at home?
Oh, I'm just waiting for you to be done. Top what's the other side.
Are you at least winning?
Yeah, but I'm also losing. Care to play a game?
I'm not finished. Alright.
Double to the other side. Move your chess piece.
How much time do you have?
I can wait.
Who are you exactly?
A Diapus.
You'll forgive my confusion. You see, I've never been subject to home invasion via man-headed penguin.
Hangman. Yes.
Monster roll.
Moose. Teleports to the other side.
Nope. There's nothing in the books about a Pangman. Although, there are Mongol men and animals that have human features or other animal features, like a claw on a dog, things like that. So, like, somebody experimenting could certainly...
But not generally...
Not as a
at-will teleportation?
Oh, no.
Does it strike me as a sort of spell, or is it... Like
what he's doing? It's definitely an innate ability.
A main again? Main one?
With a chest piece. Don't wait till he's done.
He said he's a Pangman.
Pangman.
Alright, well.
I'd be confused with Hangman.
I'm going to get back to what I was doing.
I'm in a Pierce Anthony book and try to say mannequin.
Okay, let me know when you're ready to have a conversation.
What?
And play a friendly game of Pangman chess.
I need to get paired again.
Sure thing.
Okay.
And you will continue moving.
Floating about 3 inches off the ground.
Okay.
More blueberries and sugar.
This guy's hair up.
No. You know a lot. You forgot to get grapes. Dang nabbit. You let me forget grapes. You're supposed to be my reminder. You weren't.
You will memorize for...
That's fine.
Just over 4 hours before he stops again.
So,
unless something interrupts him.
Say that again. Four more.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Adiapus continue to play chess? Okay. Maybe take a nap.
Yeah.
Leave, get something to eat, come back and wait. Basically. Yeah. Okay.
Please tell me.
Stab him in the throat.
Of course.
Awesome.
When he's not teleporting, he waddles.
Yeah, you'll have to help yourself to food, you know, kind of somewhat illegitimately, because you can't imagine going into the village and like buying food or whatever.
Yeah, he
definitely would catch a lot of attention.
There's an ocean that way.
What's the term?
Of course, like, you probably could go to a market like that you're aware of, like, far away in some city.
What's the term when like a cop takes a car for like?
Commandeering.
Yes, you can commandeer some food quite easily, I think.
Yeah.
Sure. Unlawfully commandeer some food.
There's an ocean right over there.
It's unlawful, it's not commandeering. Yeah, that would be probably...
And I'm stealing.
Fit right in Greyhawk.
Maybe yeah, so you could teleport to Greyhawk Market or Aldafish, which has a pretty high humanoid population. You still would look odd, because...
I can be invisible.
Yeah, that's true.
Just kind of disappear.
And then if you wanted to not steal it, you could make money.
What's the cartoon with the penguin?
Okay.
Opus?
Thank you, sir.
What was your total sleep time? 12 hours? 10 hours.
For 6th level.
Yeah. So we've had 10 hours sleep and 3 hours. If you only need 10 hours, then 3 hours.
I need 8.
If you only need 8 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
5 hours.
5, 6, or 8 hours.
Yeah, you only need 8 for 6.
If you're going for a 7th, you need 10. Or no, 7th, you need
8. I don't memorize that.
You could just need 8.
So 8 hours plus 3 hours of memorization so far. That's where we're at on the clock. If you decide not to get all your spells back, then you can...
I'm starting with the top. And asking for the most. You're with them getting equipment.
In the wilderness.
We're on an adventure.
You're with Alicia, Ron, Josh, out in the wilderness.
And also Wilma Tosen and Millie.
You all went searching.
Searching.
They are not happy.
We need a group nap. Sounds like we need a group nap.
I'm starting with the top and begging and pleading and all of whatever.
Anything over 4th level, of course, has to be approved. So.
God, mommy, just can when I you please
pop, have spell? When you pop over to me or whatever.
Do you want to... So you started with the highest levels. So
three-headed god mommy.
I'm starting.
Do you want to know at 3 hours if any of the six levels that may have been refused so that it changes the lower level spells you're choosing?
Well, she's willing to sacrifice some of her higher levels if they'll give her a resurrection. Work out some sort of bartering thing.
No. Probably but not going
to
happen.
Instead of giving me this, could you give me this instead?
No. I'm willing to compromise. I already have the slot available. Like, there's a spell in it.
Instead of giving me $50 like and $1 bills, how about you give me one $50?
Right, but you don't normally get seventh rate. So.
It's definitely a big ask, and she's going about it in the aspect of
so
I would never
ask. If you were memorizing
this,
all of your spells for the day, how many hours would it be?
Well, for the ones that I picked as my first choices, 10.25 hours.
So you think
to
that,
refill completely is way more than that.
So you think that your best chance of actually getting a resurrection in place of that spell that you have would it be to spend 10.25 hours praying for a resurrection?
Okay.
No. At the end of that, you if you don't get it, you still have a lot of empty spell slots.
I do. But...
Oh, great, Hecate.
But
please,
you do
please,
get
please,
it,
please, please, please.
It'd be the first time you've ever gotten it.
That's how
the first time you've ever cast it.
For 10 and a
for
half
sure.
hours.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's one of those that I could ask for the raised dead for him, but he's down for a week. So
right.
It's not really worth it to even do anything with him right now. No, I mean,
that's one
just,
point of view.
I mean,
still
just
be alive.
The logic. Yeah. Right, but if something's going to come over the island, you have an incapacitated person in a bed that you can just go and you're right back to square one where he's dead again. You might as well just leave him a dead body.
Or just wink, teleport him elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't leave him there. But you'd have to raise dead him and teleport him away.
Yeah.
You just leave him dead and teleport him away. Somebody else's problem.
Or I could just teleport the dead body.
Anyway, you think that probably the only really solid chance you have of getting a resurrection would be to spend the entire 10 hours praying for the resurrection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is he?
Which basically means every time you pass, you know, this is how it works. Every time you pass one of those marks at which you could have asked for another spell, you will not be asking for that spell. And then you're saying... But instead of that, you have this. Instead of that.
Right. And she's trying to implore
you start
at the
higher end. Like, so halfway through, you might get it. And if you do, then you can finish out and get the other half of your spells.
Because throughout it, she's trying to implore that we have an undead horde led by a lich coming towards us.
No.
We kind of need every body we can get to fight against it. Hecate doesn't like undead.
Yeah, all these
so
things are true.
She's imploring on that aspect and saying, I'll atone any way you want me to for asking for this.
Oh my, okay.
Like, she is pleading and going, I know I shouldn't be asking for this, but I feel there's no other option but to ask for this.
Okay.
Is what she's doing.
Wow, she's really trying to get you back.
Huh? She's being very insistent while still trying
she's
to be humble.
She's good now. She has to at least try to do this.
Okay, so by the 3 hour mark, you have not gotten it.
Okay.
Which means if the total amount of praying that you do is 10 1/4 hours, you have 7 1/4 hours left to potentially get it and whatever spells you're going to get for the day. That's what you have left. Okay. Still praying.
Josh, there's some ice
completely unaware
in the freezer if that doesn't work.
Dorkian's hangman visitor.
Which is fine.
Here's your resurrection and all of your ceremony spells.
It's a marrying people.
Okay. Meanwhile, out there in the wilderness. Okay. So we left Jasmine, Taya, Leon, Ren, Wilmoto Sen, Millie. Am I missing anyone? That was everyone. Successfully having extricated Leon from the frozen lake, having retrieved a couple of very potent magic items from the lake, but not all by any means, and some that are not retrieved that are going to be sorely missed. if indeed there are any more down there. Okay.
And we've worked out that there's a water elemental cave.
Something like that, yes. Something like that. Some kind of portal that has tendrils of water, basically, so they're virtually invisible, that did try to grab on and pull Leon down, and the party rescued him. In fact, they even attacked somebody right at the surface in the shallow water. But everybody was free. Wilma Tosem was the one who was most greatly risked, because in the last moments before, she switched places with Leon to get him out, and then she herself had to be rescued because there was another tendril that grabbed onto her after that.
Yeah, and I believe that Leon questioned her on that.
Yeah, yep.
Why would you do that? Don't ever do that.
Yeah, something like that, exactly.
I'm the only one cursed by the gods. So. Does anybody die in Skinny?
That's a whole other problem. Okay. She will later cast a spell on you to determine whether you truly are cursed by the gods or not. If she will,
she will
sleep on the other side of the camp from you.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe she is cursed by the gods. I don't know.
She was stuck in an alternate dimension.
Okay. And so...
Really don't, pretty sure there's at least one guy.
What do you do? Remember that you have limited... Those of you who lost your goods have limited clothing. Mm-hmm. But you did get some equipment from the water.
I still have dork.
Pretty sure you got a suit of armor somehow, didn't you?
No.
I think you did.
You look very much...
From a shield.
Dorky looks very much.
I am fairly certain you did. Get a suit of armor. It's in my memory banks. Is it on your character sheet?
I had like padded armor.
My character before had chainmail plus two. But I don't think it found it. So I was relying on the Caprican of protection.
After I was pretty sure after the Caprican of protection.
The Caprican wasn't taken by the monk, so...
No,
it wasn't. It was on Growl.
It was on Growl.
So you could have found the armor and just had to put it on yet. Your armor.
Messing up our sound effects to be
able
to...
What did you have armor-wise?
Oh, that's right. I found your leather armor.
That's what I thought it was. That's what I was remembering.
Yeah. Okay. So I can stop looking. We're fairly certain now. Okay. Facts like that would now potentially be available because the most recent session of Low Moon Origins is podcast and transcribed on the internet. Can't guarantee the transcripts are good or not because I haven't gone back and largely edited them. I edited one which was an outsider's one, and every time a stirred was said in the session, every single time it transcripted it with a different word. It was every kind of... The closest was astern, which means behind the ship. Yeah. That was the closest one, but every other time it was a different word. So, Clume was correct every time, but spelled differently almost every time.
Did we recover any of my equipment last time?
I don't believe so. Was any of the equipment that you found, friends specifically? It was the sword, the armor...
The shield.
So it was all the junk that the monks had.
And I got like a couple
stuff
backpacks,
that monks don't need.
A couple backpacks with random miscellaneous items. They were like normal items. There might be some clothing in one of them. I didn't open them to find out. I was really hoping that the monks were treated as clerics for purposes of the crown, because then
it would
put
be
it on there and lose a level. It'd be even worse for them because they'd lose a level, they'd take it off, they would gain their level back, but then they'd have to fight somebody to get their level back. I don't know if that's how it works out or not, but that would be dirty.
Yeah, that would be not... I guess it would be their comeuppance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, apparently...
Either just desserts.
I thought I found a sword.
Fun fact about that phrase.
You found the heel
it's
sword.
Actually, yes.
I found the wood sword too.
Spell with
yes,
one
that
S.
Was the other thing. Wood sword. Yeah.
Just desserts.
But it's just desert.
No, it's just desserts. In fact, if you follow the etymological trail on that phrase back, you find out that that form of desserts is where the term desserts with two S's comes from. And it's an archaic term meaning what one deserves.
Nerd!
did you know that the word incorrectly is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary?
I believe that.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense to me.
Right, but if the spelling is incorrect,
probably
the phrase is still true. The word is spelled incorrectly.
Don't you turn off?
If it's spelled incorrect, then it is correct.
You want me to take it without taking a nap?
Well, if it's spelled incorrectly,
the spelling is incorrectly.
It is still spelled incorrectly. It is either spelled incorrectly or spelled incorrectly.
Okay. I don't have the brain power today for this conversation.
You were actually him, so I'm just actually.
It's like Schrodinger's cat. It's both correct and incorrect.
It's Schrodinger's incorrectly. Though I don't really think that works because the premise
shut
of
we figured it out. Shut up. Don't run more.
The premise of Schrodinger's cat is that it is in two states of being simultaneously, not in the same state of being in two different ways.
Okay, well,
dog person.
It's not in that one.
Schrodinger's.
Right, well, I guess what we'll do is we'll get up there. I'm pretty sure there was something that we, at the time that you found it, we mistakenly thought it belonged to Ren, but actually it wasn't.
Cloak or something, maybe?
Oh, did I find the cloak?
Maybe it was.
There was definitely a cloak. Because...
Yeah, I think I found your sword, your armor, and your cloak.
Right? I have armor, but...
I thought you had leather armor.
No, I had, like, clothing. It was like...
Who has leather armor?
Padded armor. But it was classified as padded, but I don't know who had leather armor. Not me.
So nobody had leather armor, then?
Raise me down.
Okay, then. There's a random suit of leather armor down there.
It's certainly possible. So what I want to do is I want to take these transcripts and just paste them all together so they're in a searchable document. Because we can find this really easily.
We just need someone to take better notes, I think.
Yes, that probably would be a bad idea either.
Is that a volunteer?
Lots of... Nope. Questions of questioning sailors. Yep. Was all of that after? Yeah, wasn't all of that after? Did we do the wilderness part at the end?
We started with the questioning of sailors.
Yeah, we did
all that first.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
Yep. With the buckets, and
this could be here,
and the papers.
Also, I just saw on the one transcript a bunch of conversation that doesn't need to be in the podcast, so it's going to have to be edited now anyway. Does anyone have a magical dagger? You can take my dagger. Aha! This sounds promising. It's not quite as sentimental. My dad just gave it to me. I just rubbed her fat all over my body. This is a pretty good transcript. I'm enjoying this now.
The harpies.
Mm-hmm. So that's definitely in the right area. Okay, here we go. We're really close now. Yeah, we can do it. It's in a pouch. It's fine. Get a dagger. Started with a moist harpy bladder. By the way, Ren was the one who constructed the bladder out of the torso of the harpy, by the way. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Sounds about right. Out of context, that's wild.
Let's see here. Okay.
I think in context, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to kick my legs to keep my body temperature down.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it says. I'm sure it's a transcript error. But...
Up. Yeah. Or someone accidentally said down when they meant up. I don't see why that's not possible.
That's possible, too. Either one's possible. Okay, I'm really close. I'm really close.
Oh, yeah.
There's the light. You swim out away from the wall. Okay. You're seeing it from maybe 40 feet away. Bigger area. Swim back to that area. Sailor equipment, but not really. Okay, right here it is. We're close. Finding miscellaneous random equipment.
How many sharks are slack?
I think I forgot to send this to you too.
I have a gum shirt as well.
What?
I have a gum shirt.
Yeah.
I embrace the shiver.
And the evil guy on her shoulder.
It's like a quote. I watched John Paul's
watching Futurama.
I was looking over here. All I heard was, say no, and I'm like, huh?
Okay, so you grabbed half dozen items. I don't know where in the list of lost items is. There's only one besides the sword that I really care about. They sent theirs via text previously. Under your chair. I think it's over there under your plate. there's the little commercial for Remarkable Tablets. So did you see they came out with a new Remarkable Tablet? Okay, based on their generally available technology. Okay, they're still in the Remarkable Tablet commercial. Okay, figured Poseidon might want it back.
Every podcast needs ad sponsor.
Got you, bae.
Remarkable.
Becky, you're a woman whose opinion I value.
I'm Jordan.
Oh, God.
I missed you. That is the perfect response to that statement. Oh, God.
I'm like, what is going to be the next part of the sentence?
Yes, Josh. I think that was an insult, Josh. I think she just insulted you.
It could be weird. It could be random. Your hair looks nice. You never know.
Just making sure it's, straight and all that.
It looks adequate and fine.
Ouch.
Looks like you have...
Ooh. Okay. Is that
cloak, a shield, a sword?
Headphone
band? Yes,
it's
a headphone band.
Man, that's classic.
It was a
you really rock that.
Where your headphones were.
Ron gets that, too.
Carson, what are you doing?
You rock that.
I was wearing headphones.
Slate Queen.
Did you cut it yourself?
I did. That's why I'm asking.
I cut Ron too.
Okay, you're under
attack.
So if
it looks messed up, it's
not recently.
Zoinks, zoinks, zoinks. It's getting long. Rope was one plan. Oh my, so sad.
That's compared to transcript.
Oh. I thought you meant the.
Jasmine is conveying with her facial expressions that she has had enough of this. None of you died, and after Ren got done tending everybody, I don't think anyone was even significantly injured. That's all right.
Well, I don't think it's safe for anybody to go back down there again, now that there's a portal and water elementals.
We would need some way to protect ourselves from water, or perhaps a protection from elemental spell of some sort. One with a seven size.
Yeah. Maybe a method of removing the water?
I could have that if I could sleep first.
I don't think it's going anywhere, although it's hard to say. Someone down there, tentacles, could select from items that are laying there for taking whatever is good.
I don't think it's all down there anyways.
Sadly, probably not. Melissa, I'm extremely interested in what the portal actually is.
Well, if there's elementals coming from it and it's in the middle of a lake, my guess would be a plane of water.
Perhaps, or some demiplane that gathers its fabric from the elemental plane of water, if that would make sense.
Yeah.
It's going to be silent as lousy, but water is. Two other planes.
Shocker. I think that's the thing, Millie says. Therefore, aptly named Adventure Island, I suppose. Although, Portal Island could be good, too.
It would be good to know exactly because where it goes to, because things could come out of it at any given time.
Correct. And
question is, how did the elementals sense our presence, or sense my presence on the other side of it?
Billy says, this is why I also had interest in what the portal actually was, because is it simply by sight or sensing your body warmth, or were there controls which would bespeak an intelligence? You said you thought the tentacles were coming out of the portal itself, didn't you? that seemed to look up there. They were pretty invisible underwater, but you did see like lines of motion, you thought.
It looked like it was hard. They were blending in with the surrounding water pretty well. But I thought that's what I saw.
It could simply be a magical trap, albeit not a simple one.
That's one heck of a trap.
Yeah.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
We are dealing with dragons.
For the kind of power that it takes to create such a portal. To create a trap like that, tentacles that draw you in.
Which makes me wonder if the monks knew they were down there. That's why they picked this location.
Mm-hmm. To.
I don't really believe in coincidence much anymore.
To lure us in, bring us into conflict, or something like that.
Or perhaps they
would drive us away, or maybe they're shooting something, magical items, or they have a deal worked out with something, some being.
You know, he says, Rand might be right, but if they went that way, if they knew that the dragon was dead somehow, that could make sense. They fled via the portal.
Connection with it, I'm sure they felt it. Is there any way we can ask a higher being of whatnot if the monks have anything to do with that portal down there?
The letters are not, so I cannot today. I'm sorry.
Did I go down there at all?
No. Leon went down by himself. Slathered in fat carved from the harpies and breathing on a ladder made from a harpy torso. That's how he went down.
Moist. Improvision wouldn't do much under the water. Right?
You'd be basically blind, probably, because the water's very cold. Myopic, at best. If something came close to you, it was warm, you would see it, because it would just like a big blur in the water, basically.
Was the portal visible at all?
Oh, yeah, you saw it.
Like a light and stuff, yeah. I mean, I saw that first, before I even saw the water things.
Can I see that at all from here?
No, it's 200 feet underwater. It's way deep.
And out quite a way.
How far do I think I would need to go to be able to see it?
Based on what he's saying, you'd have to go down.
Would it be farther than I could just swim naturally?
No, I mean, well, in any reason, he held a weight. That's how he went down. He held a weight to pull him down, a big heavy rock. And so if you do something like that, no, you could probably go on a breath of air that long. But then getting back up and out, and it's very cold water. So there's a question of hypothermia. You could get to the bottom, probably, on a breath of air.
If only we had a ring of warmth.
But getting back up would be nil.
I just want to observe the portal.
Yeah.
I have a cloak of warmth.
Brunson has a ring of warmth.
That I'm sleeping.
You said there was a cloak that was brought up?
Yeah, so there was a cloak. It told you previously belonged to Ryan.
It's a cloak of displacement.
No, I had no cloak of displacement.
What was your cloak?
It was a cloak of protection plus three.
Do I think that cloak would help me with the Boderick's troop excursion?
No. The only thing that's really going to protect you from the cold is just to do the same thing he did. You have to have something, an insulator to hold in your body heat and keep the water off your skin.
No.
Gotcha.
It was a pretty big process. Even a ring of warp won't do it. There are comments about a ring of warp, but even that won't do it.
Really?
It's on your lips and it's
on. Okay. I've seen it.
But it's not going anywhere, Millie says. The real question is whether or not they're going to drag any additional items that might be of ours, that might be ours and of value, into the portal. That's the real question. If they're not going to do that...
Anyway, there's not much we can do about it right now.
She looks at Jasmine. It would appear that some of us would like to get back to town and get a bit of rest.
Yeah.
The Harpy Cave... with a little bit of effort, would make a decent shelter up this way.
One of the few things that I can do very well still is create shelter.
That's cool. If we decided to stay out.
A couple hours meditation and I'll be fine. I can get spells back myself. Not that any of them would be particularly useful in this situation.
My more potent useful spells, I'm going to need a lot longer than a night's sleep.
Yeah, weren't we planning on teleporting back or something like that?
Yes. Alicia gave her a scroll.
Yeah. I know.
Have a spell and a scroll.
But it probably won't do all of us, right? Unless you
item the scroll will. Well.
The scroll would do all of us. Mine would not, unless I item some. How many are there? Six?
But it starts at 10th level of casting. It starts with like one person plus 200 gold pieces, 200 pounds. So. And then it basically adds a person every level. And the scroll was written at 16th level. So. Okay. We're safe here, but cold. If you're saying you don't want to create shelter and rest here, then I think any one of us that wants to come back here later could easily find our way. It's not like this place is hard to find.
We could teleport back to this spot later.
Just memorize the location.
I could definitely do that.
Okay, so what do you do?
I'm going to memorize this location.
Okay. So Jasmine begins to walk around and memorize the location. Is anyone else doing anything else during this period of time? Is Taya doing anything?
Yeah.
Sherry?
As far
Taya
away
doing
from
anything
water
during this period of time?
I'm just saying the shore can change.
Yeah. So she's...
Solid ground.
What's that?
Well, we're in touch with where we are.
Okay. So this is the party that's in the wilderness. In the last session, Leon dove down and retrieved a few of the missing items that were stolen when the scout party was attacked previously, dropped here by the monks. And we used a locate object to find specifically the healing sword. That's what they went after first, which he did find the healing sword and bring it up.
So only thing I could go for, because none of the other items would have been searchable.
It was the most familiar item.
Yeah. So anyway, now, basically, everyone is soaked. It's cold. It's afternoon. You're up in the mountains. Jasmine has made the statement that she has the ability to make shelter, but she is saying she would rather go back to town. And so far the sentiment seems to be, if we can find our way back here, we probably should just go back, and rather than staying out here in the middle of nowhere for the next 16 to 20 hours.
With potential backup.
How far is back to
go? Well, it would be via a teleport, but it's probably about 20 miles.
Okay.
And she has the teleport scroll that she received from Amalia that would allow to teleport everybody. That's the only way she'd be able to do everybody.
I'll memorize the areas.
Okay.
In case I get one of these snazzy teleport scrolls and I need to come back here.
Yep. And if you go like over and survey the area, and then if you meditate afterwards, you can lock in the image even more firmly than just observing it. So that's one thing that meditation allows, is to remake any observation checks for the last 24 hours. Okay.
If we're staying here any longer, I was going to meditate to see if there's anybody else around as well, but I don't know if we're going to stay any longer.
That's where we're at, I think. So are we... So what I'm hearing is we're teleporting back.
Sounds like it.
Once I memorize the location, okay. Everyone's ready, I guess.
All right. So the Harpy fight was unexpected. The location of the healing sword was inconvenient, but in truth... You've had some success. And no one's dead. So there's that.
A couple people came close.
Yeah. I mean, potentially close. No one was like... I think a woman soaked Tozan was actually unconscious when she came out of the water. But other than that, no one was really...
Millie was dropped off a cliff.
Yeah.
I don't have that soul, right? That was lost. Longbow.
No, you gave it to me to use.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
After...
Okay. That's the bow I'm currently using.
After
capture. So in theory, if he ever finds his longbow, he could switch back.
But, or just another longbow. I'll give it back to you. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So both Ren and Jasmine have memorized the area with, reasonable certainty. Feel like they have. And then everyone's gathering together and Jasmine is going to cast teleport, correct? Okay. And you're teleporting to where?
The beach.
Okay. I think you actually memorized an area on the beach, if I remember correctly. Okay, so you may roll percentile dice.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think it was first.
Prepare to swim.
I'm at the beach.
Hey, Dan. What level is located?
Oh, second.
At least low isn't bad. Like, being low isn't bad. You're in the water.
We're getting second level for mages. Third level for clerics.
That would include me, right? With us.
Mages, yeah.
Should be okay.
I could replace these gusts of wind with liquid object.
You could directly do that. Yeah.
She got an 87, Dan.
Okay, yes. Well, that's right. Sounds very promising. Pretty sure that's perfectly fine.
Yeah. How can we walk all the way? Can we all go in the water?
Yes, there was a fight.
I went into the water, but then he was being dragged in by tentacles, and you and Wonderful Son were the same. So you were in the
water. Millions. The only person that didn't go in the water to actually fight the tentacles was Jasmine, and she accidentally summoned the storm on herself. I mean, yeah.
The fact that I couldn't get it to go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lasted for over an hour.
Okay, you said 87, correct?
Yes.
Is,
no problem.
Okay. Is locate object in your book?
I think so. I think it's in one of my books.
Either way, we're supposed to get back because of the undead armada.
Yes.
Thing.
It is in one of my current books. You can use it if you want.
About 15 minutes.
Okay. Teleport is also in there, but it is fifth level.
I can do fifth level.
Yes.
It is in one of my other books.
It would be that or... Well, actually, I don't have the book, so... The only thing I can currently put in there is Hold Monster.
All in all, a little disappointing because I wanted to get more of people's stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
We could potentially Hold Monster is not in my books.
Yeah, so if I replace Hold Monster, I don't get Hold Monster back until I find somebody else's book.
New World Monster always kill the monks.
Oh no.
You could cast it on
something.
Hmm? You could cast it on something first.
That's not the way my mind works.
That's true.
That's not how the monks work.
Specific slats, yeah.
He's particular.
He's very rigid.
If I show up tomorrow.
He's particular.
Do you got anything in there that's a big issue?
Did you get any phone?
No, he had Monday.
Fancy.
Another one I was starting with.
Okay. So, I'm gonna teleport the party, and you arrive on the beach of the village. You can see there are a couple of ships in the harbor. They are not.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
They appear to be loading and offloading normal human peoples.
Okay.
So, nope.
Not, huh?
Sounds like they lost one of their
luggage. No, I would. I'm sorry. They delivered it to my hotel. I was not at home.
There was one time that Tleo Express delivered it here.
Oh, Dad said Tleo Express delivered it here once, too. Yeah.
Oh, no. It sounds like lost luggage.
Yeah. But I also worked in Michigan.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. You see the village. It is building away. It is middle of the day, early afternoon. Here it is 65 degrees, sunny, seagulls are flitting around.
They lost their luggage. Well, it was just the one big suitcase. They have two small
ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they only checked the one bag.
But they've been standing there for an hour waiting for all the luggage to come off the plane. And then
Did they go to customer service and ask?
She said everything's off the plane, and so there's stuff. Probably still in Baltimore.
Right. She needs to go to customer service and ask because sometimes they put on... Okay. The lady said that.
Customer service said everything was confirmed off the plane.
Okay. It's like sometimes they fly it straight through and it's sitting by that little office or whatever.
She's filing the claim right now.
Cool. Well, there's a fun experience to wrap up your trip with.
Can't believe.
Hey, at least it's less laundry.
I just can't believe
that. I did all the boys' laundry. We took their clothes on
pretty much. We as a society have accepted with such common occurrence that these companies just randomly lose all of our stuff.
Every time it's happened to me, it's turned up.
Sometimes your luggage doesn't ride on the same plane that you
need. I understand that.
Yeah, that's why I told him to check.
Is a terrible.
Yeah, if they had a direct flight, that'd be one thing. But if they
process,
yeah. Hopefully, they get it back. I've gotten off, stood there for an hour and a half waiting for my luggage, and it never came. And then I walked over to the office and asked, and she said, "Oh yeah, it's right here. It came like 3 hours ago." Like, because I had a layover in the middle, and they sent it on a plane that got there.
And I told them all that. Sometimes your luggage is not on the same plane you are.
Yeah,
it's just dumb. It's like, it's a tag. I'm here. Why isn't my bag here?
The way they lose it.
Because they treat it like UPS, basically, instead of like.
In the grand scheme of things, 99.95% accuracy is still only 99.95% accuracy.
Yeah, if it is that
high. Like I said, if the tag doesn't come off, it will turn up here eventually.
Yeah, unless it's been stolen.
Yeah, somebody just takes it
which
off.
Which is an even smaller percentage.
Somebody could take it. I mean, it is possible. That's why people kind of real quick get down to luggage claim and claim somebody else take their bag, I guess. All right, anyway. So, you're back on the beach. What do you do now?
Find
what time of day is it?
Okay. It is early afternoon. 65-ish degrees. Seagulls are flying overhead. People are actively building buildings all over the place. The tavern is definitely serving food. You can smell it even from here. People are fishing in small rowboats down off the curve at where the bay goes on to the rest of the island. People are coming and going from the ships that are parked out there. There are three of them.
Probably go find Ryan. Oh, yeah.
Too soon.
I'm working on it.
Hopefully. He might be back by now.
Yeah. Anyways, I probably should find some clothes at some point. I still am just rocking the doga, so.
See if Dorkin has another set.
You are aware that he doesn't.
And it probably wouldn't fit me.
Why would I even ask? Because he's like 3 feet shorter than me.
Was he really that? I'm going to go on 6 foot.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's an elf?
Yeah.
He's a weird elf
type thing?
He's not an elf, technically, but.
Whatever.
Elf skin and ears.
If somebody else is going
like
to 5'10", go.
I think. 5'11", something.
Reconvene with the party. I'm going to go on the outskirts of town and find a quiet place to create a shelter and sleep.
Okay, so you're going to sleep in an actual magical shelter rather than like the tent.
That's what I've been doing the whole time.
Okay.
6'1", 160.
I'm going with her. Privacy.
All right. Taya's like going with Jasmine.
Well, you're cut with
Millie will go with you if that's fine. Yes. Is there space?
So 6'4", 164.
And Wilmatos Sam will go with you.
4 inches.
Yes, that sounds good.
3 inches.
Magical shelter sounds excellent. So that's four of you.
Robes would just come up a little high.
The only other people there are Ren and
in my shelter.
Millie's going with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Ren and Lee, she's going with them as well.
Yes, because I did want to peruse your books if you didn't mind.
I just want a bed. I don't have to peruse your books.
Yeah. You had a bed assigned to you when you were here before, so you could just kind of stumble off in that direction and fall into it. But then when you get up, you're going to need clothing.
Yeah. I'm going to go sleep in her shelter if she's offering it. And maybe I'll finally meditate for spells because I haven't done that in like weeks. And
let's go, Millie.
Maybe nature will give me a clean white suit.
I'm sure we could rather some clothes.
Okay.
Somebody has clothes.
Remind me, how much did you tell the sheriff about your investigation?
I mean,
you involved him a little bit in the early stages, but I don't know if you actually told him what you were looking for.
No, I don't know that I told him much at all.
Okay.
He was worried about telling him.
It was just more of a. I don't know that I thought much about it.
Okay.
Kind of picked up with from okay, we returned to okay, you're at the ship.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got Amalia, and then you went to like it was the end of one session and the next, but there was definitely a conversation about it. I know. I just can't remember what but I definitely know you didn't go and talk to him specifically about it yourself. Mm-hmm. I just was curious as to whether there was an intentional leaving him out of it.
Actually, I did not because trying to keep things quiet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Okay.
You know, personally, Nura knows, and that's mainly because he delivered the message. And I might have needed his resources to... it came to questioning somebody under duress.
I was supposed to marry the burgomaster's son.
What?
Why'd you say what? It like that? Son.
Ew.
Just a sound effect. Okay.
Yeah.
There are a lot of sound effects on here, okay? All right. Oh,
random.
I was supposed to marry a burgomaster's son.
As opposed to his uncle.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view. Checking to see whether or not I'm just going to go even odd on which side of town she wound up on, Diamond Cove or Southern Miss Cove side. So it was the Diamond Cove side. Okay. Okay, 10% chance that when we left off with Victor, mm-hmm. you were headed out to the lumberjacking.
Yeah,
correct.
From the work area, so you were kind of in the back of town, not on the front side of town anyway. Mm-hmm. And 10% chance that you, as you go toward the lumberjacking, either spot them or spot the shelter.
Dice rolling chops.
So roll percentile dice. I can't talk today.
It's three in a row. Let's keep it going.
28.
So that's enough. Okay. And then remind me, who, if anyone, were you taking with you? I know it was not Amalia because she had gone back to make arrangements to get the children off the island.
I don't know.
You could take an Amazonian. Kes was the one... former keeper that came back, and they were lingering around your house.
They came back to me to the camp.
I'll take both of them, actually.
Yeah. They could have dropped the bodies off and went wherever.
Yeah, but it's all the same. Yeah. Like, his house is 200 feet from your tent. So
my shack.
His shack, yes.
The love shack. The big shack.
Okay, so anyway.
So yes, I will go
round
them up.
Okay. Let's see if both of them are available. Just her. So she is sitting at a table, actually chopping some kind of meat with a cleaver. And there's some other women who are, it's like a little fenced in area next to one of the shacks, and they're working there as well. And she does see you coming from a long ways away. And she gets up and she goes over and picks up her short sword was hanging on the fence and straps it on. So by the time you get to the fence, she is standing on the other side of the fence, very formally, kind of like standing at attention with her sword on her back. Mind you, she's a little over 7 foot tall, and otherwise a muscular beauty, basically. So she says, "How may I help you, Lord Victor?"
I have need to go out to the lumber camp and question a couple of men who arrived on a ship that may have committed a crime, and was wondering if you wouldn't mind accompanying me. Most of the rest have not returned from the wilderness yet.
I will be saddened not to complete my bird chopping duties, but I am glad to join you. Excuse me while I get myself dismissed. I can't chop any more birds. I'm going with Lord Victor hunting. Okay. She turns around and heads back. She turns on her heel.
What are you doing?
Notice that she does still have the man weapons manacle on her arm and the 4 foot piece of chain, which basically rides in a holster on her back. Connected to her arm and rides a horse on her back.
Which means she might be able to attach that to anybody she tries, or try to attach that to anybody she wants. Who knows?
Assuming they had to wear the special collar.
Yeah, it did seem to attach to the collar previously, but they could still definitely like sling it around and extend it. And you guess that over the years they've probably trained with it as a weapon. So it's another weapon on top of the sword. Okay. Working your way through the northern portion of the village and headed toward the lumberjacking.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right. At hour 4, you have not yet been granted a resurrection.
Dave, can you turn that light on?
Yes. I don't know how, but yes. Because it didn't come on when she's at the living room, so it must have been on.
Alexa, turn that light on.
Sure. Alexa, can you see? What do you want to turn on?
Now you did it.
The one I pointed JK. At.
JK. Sorry, I don't know that one.
Oh, Alexa, you're such a jokester.
She can't hear you now. She already went to sleep. She goes to sleep really fast. Like immediately after she tells you that you make no sense, she goes right to sleep.
It's a good.
Okay. Oh, the music turned off. Let's do this one.
Which I do not have the names written down.
So okay, at least initially you won't need it. We're gonna speed through that part a little bit.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.